This is The State of Things. I'm Anita Rao. With more than 10,000 concerts under its belt, the Cat's Cradle turned 50 years old last year. While the venue has moved many times and undergone big renovations at its current Carrboro location, it has long been a mainstay in the North Carolina music scene. The Cat's Cradle continues celebrating its big anniversary this weekend with performances from state and national favorites, including Mandolin Orange, Superchunk, and dozens of other bands. Frank Heath has been the owner of the Cat's Cradle for 33 years, and he joins me in studio now. Welcome back to the show, Frank.
Thank you.
Steve Balcom is a lifelong fan of the Cradle and the general manager of the marketing agency, the Splinter Group in Carrboro. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
And we're going to be joined by musician John Howie Jr. in just a minute. But Frank, I want to start with you talking about the Cradle, this incredible legacy, 50 years. It has moved so many times. Talk about its early history. What was its original spot and the state of the club when you took it over?
So the original spot was the original official spot was on East Rosemary Street in a basement behind what used to be Bredman's, which is now an apartment building. And then it moved down Rosemary Street another block and to the location, which is currently Nightlight. And it moved again about 10 years later to 320 West Franklin Street, which is sort of a shotgun location. And I took over along with a couple of other people in 1986 at that location.
And you were only 24 years old when you took it over, is that right?
I was. I had been living in town after college for a couple of years and been immersed in the scene. So I knew a lot of the music that was going on at the Cradle, and I was really excited about it. And the club had actually shut down for the summer that year because it was the drinking age was going up apparently, and it was harder to make money to keep it alive.
Yeah,
it was unclear that there was going to be a Cradle after that. So I was just involved in a group of people that decided to give it a shot in 86.
Well, Steve, talk about this long legendary history and the number of bands that have gotten their start because of an affiliation or a performance at the Cat's Cradle. Share some of that with us.
I mean, it's you can't even really put it into words if you think about the number of musicians that have been touched by the Cradle, the number of people that have been to shows at the Cradle. We're talking millions of people over the years, and you know, the Cradle has really been the kind of center of cultural Chapel Hill and now Carrboro. And so it's almost impossible to really put it into words. And it's when you look at the bands that came back to play last weekend and this weekend, and you start thinking about kind of what the Cradle has meant to the community, it really is immeasurable. You can't put it into words.
And there are so many artists that have this decades-long relationship with the institution. Mm-hmm. One of them is with us in studio now, John Howie Jr., who I guess booked his first gig at the Cradle when he was 17 years old. John, welcome to the show.
All right, thanks for having me. I'm old now, but yes, 1986.
So tell us about your first experience performing at the Cradle and what that meant for your musical career.
Well, I was in high school. It meant the end of my school career.
the end of the academic career, exactly. The beginning of the musical career.
I was in high school and joined a band of guys who were at UNC except for one, but they were all, you know, significantly older than me, 21, 22. And we played a show in Raleigh, and then they said, we're going to go play this show in Chapel Hill, and we'll pick you up, et cetera, et cetera. And so we did, and the first Cat's Cradle that I went to was the one, what was the address again you just said?
320 West Franklin.
Right.
From McDonald's.
Which, is that, what is it now?
It's right next to the Crunkleton now.
Okay, and it was the bookshop for a long time, mm-hmm. right? So
right.
That's the first one that I played. And I think I had seen Husker Du there maybe the year before that and my 16-year-old punk rock self. But that was the first one that I played there, and I've played there, I'm sure, every year since in some band. I was playing drums at that point. But yeah, I played there gazillion times.
Well, you're going to be playing again this weekend. Will you share a song with us now?
Happy to do that. I used to beg, used to plead, and I used to fall down on my knees. Did my best to
try to be the kind of fool you'd never leave the chances slim. Candles dim, now there's a light I can see, and it ain't hard to take it anymore. It's all easy on me. Now I'd seen you out in them dark times, and it made me want to die. Pour the poison and then I'd cry myself to sleep for one more night. I never knew what it all meant. Now I know it ain't meant to be, and it ain't hard to take it anymore. It's all easy on me. Now don't you know the world'll keep spinning around? I'll try to find my place. Up around a curve, there's a piece that I found, and I know it ain't too late. I never knew what it all meant. Now I know it ain't meant to be, and it ain't hard to take it anymore. It's all easy on me. No, it ain't hard to take it anymore. It's all easy on me.
John Howie Jr., he's been playing at the Cat's Cradle for many, many years, and he'll be playing again with his band, the Rosewood Bluff, on Sunday for the 50th anniversary celebration. You can also catch him on Saturday, January 18th at the Monstercade in Winston-Salem. I'm also here with Frank Heath, owner of the Cat's Cradle, as well as Steve Balcom of the Splinter Group. So, Frank, we talked a bit about kind of all of these bands that have gotten their start at the Cat's Cradle, but you also do a really interesting job of pairing kind of younger and more novice bands to open for bigger acts.
Right.
Can you talk about some of that dynamic that you've created and kind of your process as you do that?
Well, a lot of it is just trying to keep your ear to the ground as to what new bands are out there, and listening to a lot of music online nowadays. Just to what the Cradle has been good at over the years is integrating local talent and new talent into the mix with more seasoned local groups, as well as with touring acts. And sometimes we get the opportunity to have somebody open for a touring act, which is great. And then other times they jump in with another local act who are headlining, and with the Back Room, which opened 5 years ago, so it's a second room, smaller club. We've had even more opportunity to add people to the mix. So it's mainly just wanting to know what's out there. That's one of the most exciting things about being a part of the Cradle, is just always being able to discover something new musically.
Yeah. Well, Steve, as you've been a resident of this area and seen the Cradle grow and evolve over the years, I mean, it has expanded in terms of relationships with other institutions, the North Carolina Museum of Art, doing shows in other venues. How have you seen the Cradle play a role as the music scene in this area has grown and evolved?
Well, it comes out of what Frank was just talking about. You got to remember that it is a business. And so I think what Frank and his team have done such a good job of is you know, they might lose money on a show, but build a relationship with that artist and then be able to grow with that artist. And so that's why you see a lot of artists maybe started as an opening act. And these are both local bands and even some regional and national bands have maybe started as a local act and then have kind of become a headliner. And then when they get to the point where maybe their draw is even above the capacity of the Cradle, Frank's been able to promote their shows at other venues throughout the community. So, I mean, really, I think that role that Frank has and the Cat's Cradle has with artists is one of the things that really is pretty magical about Cat's Cradle.
Yeah, I mean, John, how unique is that in the world of music to have a venue that positions artists in that kind of way and kind of invests in people early in their career?
It's remarkably unique, you know, and I mean, there are a lot of things about the Cat's Cradle and that experience that are unique. You know, Frank's a very straightforward guy, and he's there. I heard you asking him earlier how often he's there. I mean, every time I've ever played there, he's been there.
He's always there.
It's an addiction.
And 10,000 shows is a lot of time.
I consider him, you know, a friend because of that. I mean, there aren't a whole lot of club owners of clubs I've played that I would consider friends, because understandably they're just not there. But he's always there. I mean, a band I was in Raleigh in 1990, you know, we opened for Nirvana. We opened up for Dinosaur Jr. there. He was always very, very helpful. So I would say, you know, very unique.
Will you play another song for us?
I would love to.
It ain't been easy getting by without you, but I guess that I'm stronger now after what we've been through. You know, when things got really bad, I used to think of what we could have had, yeah. If we had only dared, that was back when I cared. Hey, that was back when I cared. You better believe the hard times were as bad as I've seen. Afraid to close my eyes, you'd be there in my dreams, singing sweet songs while we play. They used to wash the rain away, just like the sunshine in your hair. That was back when I cared. Hey, that was back when I cared. Everyone's got a limit, and you've pushed me to mine. Call it a race, say you win it, we're still at the same finish line. I look for your headlights pulling up to my place, but the only thing shining were them tears on my face. Because you made some other plans, you're crashing with some other man. In those days I did not have a prayer, that was back when I cared. Hey, that was back when I cared. That was back when I cared.
John Howie Jr. He'll be playing with his band, the Rosewood Bluff, on Sunday for the 50th anniversary celebration of the Cat's Cradle. You can also catch him on Saturday, January 18th, at the Monstercade in Winston-Salem. I'm here with Frank Heath, the owner of the Cradle, as well as Steve Valcom of the Splinter Group. So, Frank, what can people look out for with the second weekend of celebrations? What's on deck?
Well, gosh, it's kind of overwhelming. I guess you'd call him assistant, but he's been around the Cradle forever. Derek Powers booked most of the acts for these two weekends, and looking over the list of bands for this weekend, there's probably 25 of them, 30,
wow,
up to 30. There are over 20 bands that are going to play between Friday and Sunday that have been staples of the local music scene for at least 20 years. So that's sort of just an idea of like the depth of what's going on. It's not just this weekend, but what goes on around this area musically. And then this weekend we've got three acts that have actually headlined the Museum of Art amphitheater playing this weekend. And we had one last weekend too, but Superchunk, Steep Canyon Rangers are popping in on Saturday night for a set, and on Sunday, Mandolin Orange. So, you know, those are three huge acts to begin with. But then when you go down the line, I'm excited because we just added a show in the back, the smaller club for Sunday. Chris Stamey is going to be playing, and he's a producer who's done a great job with so many artists over the years, we're really excited to have him play.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to have to leave it there and tell people to go to our website to get information about all of the rest of the shows, so much more about the Cat's Cradle anniversary. I've been here with Frank Heath, Steve Valcom, and John Howie Jr., who will be playing this weekend. More about all of them on our website, stateofthings.org. We're going to close out the show with a little bit more music from John Howie Jr. Thank you so much to all of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Tell me you're a star and that don't mean a thing to me. And I'm a piece of furniture that no one came to see. I appreciate your honesty, I know that honest you gotta be. Hope you divine from my reply the exact same courtesy. Shine your light on someone else. Shine your light on someone else. Shine your light on someone. Light on someone. Light on someone. Light on someone else. I should have seen it coming when you headed down the path. You wanted everyone to know that they would want your autograph. You tell me it's all destiny, you're a victim of fame's wreck. Shake my head at all you've said, do my best not to laugh. Shine your light on someone else. Shine your light on someone else. Shine your light on someone. Light on someone. Light on someone else. Shine your light on someone else. Shine your light on someone else. Shine your light on someone. Someone like